Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's time for an update of the news and issues that are trending right now across our state's business community. Here to help us, Alan Cooper, founder and editor of three online business news websites in South Carolina, Midlands Biz, Upstate Biz SC, and Lowcountry Biz SC. And a disclaimer, Alan Cooper's company has a business relationship with Voterheads.com, which is partially owned by Magnolia Media, which is the producer of this show. Alan, welcome back to the program.
Mike, thanks for having me.
So what do you see today?
Mike, what I'd like to do today is just do kind of a little recap of the biggest economic development announcements thus far in South Carolina in 2024, and just kind of take a look at what this might tell about the future of the South Carolina economy.
Well, there certainly has been a number of them really over the past 2 to 3 years. So let's start. Where are we going to start for our 2024 in review of economic development announcements?
Here's two that are very similar, two companies that we are all very, very familiar with, Google and Meta. Meta is the parent company of Facebook. So Google has invested $3.3 billion in South Carolina data centers. This year, they have two new data centers in Dorchester County, and they're expanding their existing data center in Berkeley County. These facilities are going to support the demand for the company's cloud services, and I think very interestingly, artificial intelligence. Meta is investing $800 million in Aiken County, 715,000 square foot data center. So this is pretty large amounts of space. You know, just interesting to think about the role that this is going to be playing in the future of South Carolina's economy.
All right. Who do you want to talk about next?
The other are kind of interesting too in around batteries. And we've heard about, you know, maybe in previous years about BMW, Scout Motors, companies that are manufacturing cars, and they're shifting that manufacturing more or entirely to electric vehicles. So there's a company called AESC. They've invested $1.5 billion this year into Florence County. And this is not their first investment. They've already announced an initial investment in 2022. And a second one in December of 2023. So they have invested a total of also $3.1 billion in technology to support leading battery cells and have relationships with existing manufacturers right here in South Carolina. The cars are going to get built. They're going to go, you know, to the Port of Charleston and to 150 countries around the world.
And so those are some awful big numbers you've given us so far, Alan, on these projects, but there have been a lot of small company announcements too, right?
Very exciting too. Yeah, I'd like to highlight three South Carolina companies. You know, the numbers are significantly lower, but there's a company in Charleston called Allegiance Flag, and they produce high quality, hand sewn American flags and distribute them all over the United States. It's a great success story. So they have announced this year a $6.3 million expansion of their manufacturing facility in Charleston. I think it's a great story. There's another one that I love in Charleston called the Smithy Ironware Company. I don't know if you've heard of that, but they make cast iron frying pans and personalize these cast iron frying pans.
Yeah, we've those first two you've mentioned, we've had them on the show, both of them. And Smithy, you know, won some Garden and Gun magazine awards.
Yeah, I just love their story. It's just great. They announced a $3.1 million investment into Charleston County. And Mike, real quick, the last one is an interesting one too. There's a company in Charleston called Gnosis Freight, and they are a provider of supply chain and logistics software. So they're a software company. So maybe a little different, not a manufacturing company per se, but they're supporting the manufacturing companies. And they announced a $438,000 investment, but 51 new jobs. I just love hearing, you know, yes, it's great to talk about the Googles and the Metas of the world, but also to hear some of these South Carolina grown stories and hear about their growth.
Well, Alan, thank you so much for the update.
Mike, thanks as always for having me.
Alan Cooper is founder and editor of three online business news websites in our state, and we will have links to all of those posted in the show notes found at southcarolinapublicradio.org. And a disclaimer, Alan Cooper's company has a business relationship with voterheads.com, an affiliate of Magnolia Media, which is the producer of this show. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.